Tell you guys a little work-related anecdote. Back when I was a waitress at Denny's, this lady comes in, Mexican lady comes in, and obviously I go to the table and I'm like, "Hi, my name is Elvia. I'm gonna be your waitress today. Can I get you started with anything to drink?" She looks at me. She's like, "Can you get me a large Coke and some water?" I mean, that's me. Oh, hey. Sorry. A what? A large Coke and a water? Oh, a large Coke. Okay. I'll be right back with your drink. I'm sorry, my ears. I need to clean them. Okay, I'll be right back. Ahorita regreso, señora. Con permiso.
Now, we gotta lay it cool.
Tired of being cool, man. Every time we get in an argument with the Lord, you say be cool. The same thing, be cool. We be too cool, we gonna lose.
We gonna lose. Who number one? Forget that. Forget that. Who number one? Forget that. Forget that. Who number one?
Yo, 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 it's me, the Black David Hasselhoff, aka Two Watches at a Time, so you know what time it is, aka the Princess Amunda, aka, the girl dropped me off.
Whoa, whoa.
Whoa. Okay.
Bro.
aka, if it's free, it's for me. And this is episode 81, we in that thing. Shout it.
What up, world? It's your boy KD, aka Mr. Randy Watson on Instagram and Twitter, aka Soul Glow, the Gourmet Harmonizer, aka Possum Olive Wissis Jenkins the Eighth. Let's get it.
What's up? It's your boy Stone, man. Grip up a grip up. AKA Stone the Terrible. AKA call my uppercut the bus out to pick you up. AKA your girl call me the full court press because I give her that good D. Let's get it.
Bars.
Or she's gonna leave out the bowling ball.
Yeah, yeah. That ain't go over too well the first time, so
we had questions.
Back to the old drawing board.
We just had questions. That's what it was.
This show has messed up 743 times today.
We've been recording for 2 hours. It just started.
If anybody got me on Skype, I've been logging in and logging out. It's Mother's Day. We're going to tell some mother stories.
Okay. Okay.
And not the good kind.
Nah, you got to get dragged through the mud a little bit today, mama.
Cause this Forget That Yo Radio.
That is what we do.
Yeah,
that is what we do.
So I wanted to tell the story that I told on Facebook, but half y'all ain't on my Facebook. all I wanted was a part in my head. You know what I'm saying? Go to school clean, fresh. Had a little part in the head. All the little boys wanted the part. My mom wouldn't pick up the clippers and put a part in my head. It don't even take that long.
It don't.
You know what I'm saying? A couple zits.
You can almost just drop it on your head and you got a part.
Yeah. So I was like, okay, since she won't give me the part, I'm going to give me the part. So I went up in there, got the clippers, hooked it up. I thought I was just doing a little line. But, I don't know. Somehow I got an arrowhead or a Christmas tree right in the middle of my head. Like, it actually looked like a Christmas tree. And I told my mom, you know what I'm saying, because she fixed it. And instead of just shaving it off, she said, I'm going to school like that. Mm. So I was Christmas tree head.
Damn.
For what seemed like 2 months, because the hair take forever to grow when you want it to.
Hell yeah. Hey, but yo, now people is doing that to their kids though for punishment.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? So, yeah, man, your mom was in front of the pioneer. Curve. Dog. You know what I'm saying?
Maybe some of them parents was in my class back then.
Yeah. You know what I'm saying?
That's like it worked back then.
You know what I'm saying?
So that's my Mother's Day story. Mm. Anybody else got destroyed in their life?
Yeah.
You got KD.
My mom got me, I'm still paranoid to this day about certain things my mom used to do. Because, like, getting a haircut, well, I'm bald now, so it don't really matter. But I still get nervous when I get around her. But I used to get faded up, like, high and tight type faded up when I was coming up. The military-style haircuts. And as soon as I walked through the door, I had that clean patch of skin in the back of my head.
Yeah.
Mom, tear that up with her hand. Just for fun. So I used to get nervous at that.
Just for fun.
Yeah, I hadn't even done nothing. It was just like, ooh, pow. It was tempting.
It just looked so good to hit. Yeah. You know what I'm saying?
And she got me out of the habit of, you know, when you're a kid, you eat and you smack with your mouth open.
Yeah.
And everything you do with your mouth open. She couldn't stand that. So when I'd be sitting there eating and I was doing it, she would take her fingers and flick the shit out of my lips.
Ooh, wow. The lips.
Damn.
And I got, you know, my lips ain't no hard to miss target. So
you got soup coolers
every time.
Soup coolers.
You know what I'm saying? Soup coolers is the technical term I've been told.
Yeah.
Pow.
So that got me out of doing that quick. And then Mom's was a little off. She used to torture us in the house and laugh like Pops. She sprayed him with mace one day.
I was there.
She sprayed him with mace one day. He was they was playing around and he did something. And all I know is he took off running and she was right behind him and he ran into the car. We had one of them little Miss Bitches and you had to roll the windows up.
Oh,
he ain't make it. Yeah, hey, he ain't make it. In the car gagging. Ah, ah.
Yo, man, your mom's kind of a problem. Yo, like that's not cool.
Your mom's she a paramedic, so you know them smelling that ammonia packets.
Yeah, smelling sauce. Yeah,
she got me like that one day. I'm out on the couch, knocked out.
Oh my god! Yo.
All I know is she brought that thing to my nose, and you know how that how strong that scent is.
Yo, that could wake up somebody who's dead.
Bro, I used to be paranoid around my mom.
Yo, bad. Damn, so I thought my shit was bad. Like, yo, I got a younger story and an older story, man. When I was young, moms wasn't paying for no haircuts, B. Fuck that. I didn't see a problem with it. You know what I'm saying? I get to school. I'm in the summer school in the worst school in the city. Them niggas are like, damn. Yo, who cut your hair? Again, me not having a problem with it. Oh, my mom's did. Your mother cut his head and fucked him up. I'm like, yo, nigga. I get home like, mom's did this on purpose. Yep, you dumbass.
Dang.
Clean your fucking room, you know.
Oh, man.
Okay, all right. So, get older. I'm saying, man, I'm about... Shit, I'm in my late 20s, dog. I'm at mom's crib, and I'm trying to go somewhere, like out of town. I want her to watch my daughter. She's like, nah. But my aunt was coming down, too. So I'm like, I asked her. She's like, yeah, I watch her. So my aunt Shirley had cooked food, man. She a crackhead, but nigga, she cooked good food. And I went over there, got me a plate, man. Fish, shrimp, coleslaw, you know what I'm saying? All that good shit. So I get the plate, take it home. As soon as I walk in the door, mom's is like, yo, your aunt's not coming, and I'm not watching the baby unless you give me that plate. Damn. All right, man. I took a shrimp, man, gave it a plate, right? My nigga, as soon as she ate the last drop of food, man, my aunt walked through the door.
Oh.
God, Coach. Yo, for, and she's just over there just giggling. So, like, yo, this is the funniest shit that's ever happened to anybody in her. Yo, she's the worst, man. I love her, though.
Oh, and I'm still not giving up on the sweat story, man. That's going to be in every story I got. Them that sweat, them sweats for Christmas, the black sweats.
Yeah.
That was wrong, man. One pair of black sweats.
Yeah, you play outside clothes.
Play outside clothes. I go outside, Ben and Brandon got Nintendo games, and I got these sweats.
I got these sweats, though. You check the mail sweats.
Oh, man. Me and my mom got into it. It wasn't really an argument, but we was at my great-grandmother's house, and my mom couldn't hear well. So I was outside doing something, and I got some, like, some sap on my hands because we was in the country. So I got some, like, tree sap on my hands. And I'm in the bathroom, and, you know, at your grandparents' house, they don't be playing about running water too long. You open up the fridge, you got to have, you know, exactly what you about to get on the spot.
Yeah, you got a second and a half time limit on that door, man.
Yeah. So I'm in the bathroom washing my hands. I'm trying to get this sap off my hands, and it's not coming off easy. Now, all of a sudden, I hear my mom yelling in the background, "Cut that damn water off." I'm trying to wash my hands. She was like, "What you got on your hands?" I said, "I got something sticky on my hands." She was like, "Sticky?" She said stinky. She was like, "Stinky? What, you put your hands in shit?"
Oh, no.
Sticky. And we going back and forth, yelling in the house. Stick. That's what I said. Stinky. I'm asking, did you put your hands in shit? No. Look. I had to come outside and show her, like, my hands sticking together. She was like, "Oh, sticky." But you still need to cut that damn water off.
Yeah. You know what I'm saying? Whatever it is, I don't give a fuck. Got that water off. Yo, the only person I know worse than my mom's, man, is my homeboy's mom's, dog. This nigga got on punishment because he was fat. Yo, they was driving, and they was talking about something. She looked over and said, "You getting fat, ain't you?" He said, "Huh? You getting fat, ain't you?" "So? You grounded." I said, "What?" And we went to St. Louis school shopping, right? I'm rolling with them. We in a store. I'm like, "Oh, man, that's dope." She smooth looked at me. She said, "You say dope again, and I'm hitting you." I'm like, "Oh, shit. Okay. All right. But you know that, yo, late 90s, man, that's how we talk. You know what I'm saying? Go uh-huh. see. Oh, man, yo, that shirt is dope." Yo, she ain't even take it easy, dog. Yo, she hit me.
Dang, like, dope is that trigger word.
You know what I'm saying? Like, yo, like we was fighting, B. She hit me. I'm like, "Yo, that, yo, your mother's crazy."
I ain't spending that at your house again.
For real.
I remember we was in Oklahoma City. It was me and Carlos. We stayed at JR's house. And his stepdad, man, he was like one of them dudes, like, let's say you in the kitchen getting a glass of water, and he walk in, you just start shaking. Like, he just had that presence, man. Like, he was just mean, like Debo came through.
Yeah.
Man, we was all hyped about to go to the movies. We like, yeah, we was getting all dressed and stuff. Then he came in the kitchen. He said, we was like, "So you still gonna take us to the, JR was like, "You gonna take us to the movies?" He said, "What kind of idiots want to go to the movies when it's raining outside?"
What?
Dude, I wanted to raise my hand, like, me? You know, with a smart comment, like, "We're going to be inside." You know, I just went along with it. "Yeah, you're right. Yeah."
I want to get fired on it here. Yeah. Yo, not only is he a bully, man, he ain't really logical with this shit. Who go to the movies with his brain? What?
Hey, dang, man, we just look here. What kind of idiots? Like, dang.
Hey, yo, he had to put some stank on it. Damn.
It just walked out. I guess that's his way of saying,
"We ain't going."
Yeah, we ain't going.
y'all niggas ain't going. That's
just about to... He didn't hit y'all with reverse psychology up in that piece.
Yeah,
we were so confused.
Oh man, funny story yesterday, dog. So we go to Red Lobster. Man, that shit was awesome. That shit was awesome.
You had the Cheddar Bay biscuits?
Yes, man. Like, hey, man, why my wife's pregnant craving was cheddar biscuits? Before she got pregnant, hated them. After she was pregnant, hate them. While she was pregnant, oh, man, them shits was like money to her. So we sitting there eating, man, and it's a chick behind us with two kids that are, they have no discipline at all. You know what I'm saying? They in there yelling. The baby didn't. First of all, the baby's wearing galoshes. It's like 60 degrees outside. And then she took them off and just threw them in the floor. And she and the mother said nothing about this. I'm like, God damn, yo. So she called over the waitress, was like, did this have bacon in it? And the chick was like, yeah. Oh, my God. Oh, my God. I'm going to be so sick tonight. I think she was like Jamaican or something because she had an accent and shit. Oh my God, I'm gonna be so sick. Why didn't you tell me it had bacon? Bitch, you ain't asked me. And the waitress was like, oh, I'm so sorry. It's nothing she can do. You know what I'm saying? You didn't ate the whole thing. Now you wondering if it's bacon in this motherfucker, right? So the manager come over. She's on the phone with her mother or something, talking about they gave me bacon.
What?
Yo, like, she's really dragging this shit out, right? So the manager come over, he's like, is there a problem? She's like, yeah, this thing had bacon in it. Did nobody tell me? And I'm going to be so sick and all this shit, right? The dude pull up to me now. I'm on my phone looking at the menu because I got the same thing, and I'm pretty sure the motherfucker said it had bacon in it. And it's the lobster and mac and cheese with a cheddar bacon sauce.
They said it right there in the reading.
So she flipped it on him. Oh, that's so small. Who can read that? Bitch, get the fuck.
That's so small.
Yeah, I was like, oh, yes, mommy, they had it in the fine print. I'm like, yo, if you got a problem with something, man, you need to make sure that shit is nowhere near your fucking food, man.
Heck yeah.
I was like, you tripping over there, man. That shit was funny, though.
Oh, Jesus, it's bacon.
Yeah, yeah.
I would have fell out on the ground.
You just start shaking and shit, yeah.
Yeah. Well, yeah, we got some crazy news, man. Did I say episode 81 or 80? I know it's 81.
It's 81.
Did I say 80 at the beginning?
No, you said 81.
Yeah. Oh, cool. Dang, I didn't even say where y'all can find us, man. You know, just Google. Forget that, yo, man. We everywhere. Shout out to Kai last week. It was a great show.
Yup.
And, you know what I'm saying? We got to do that again. And I got an Aunt Della Reed poetry corner for y'all this week. And the first story I want to get to is Michael Sam. The first openly gay player in the NFL.
Congratulations, man. Which, yeah. It's kind of dope, man, that he went to Mizzou and got picked up by the Rams. It was like 2 hours away and shit.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? That's kind of dope, man. But, hey, you still got to make the team, homie, so... Better stay on it.
The problem with Michael Sam.
Yep.
Is well, is it really Michael Sam's fault or is TMZ? I mean, ESPN.
No, they supposed to tape him. You know what I'm saying? Well, okay. No, usually the around them rounds of the draft, man, they ain't taping nobody.
Yeah, they ain't taping nobody. It's over.
Like, they get a call at their other job, you know what I'm saying?
Pack up the equipment and go home.
I said, I guess I'm not getting drafted. I got to go back to the car wash, you know what I'm saying?
But for the sake of the troll factor,
yeah,
they stayed there and got Michael Sam's reaction. Now, they could have left it at the first reaction. The peck on the cheek, I mean, the mouth kiss, whatever. Him talking on the phone. Okay. They took it too far. They came back to the footage like, oh, we're not done. Load them up. This is going to be good.
Oh, they're still going.
Yeah, they're still going. Bring that footage back.
Get that cat roll.
They got my mans. First of all, this is not a wedding. This is a draft party.
Yo. They hit him with the Dave Chappelle keep rolling.
Yeah.
Cat roll, keep rolling.
Now, I've seen, like, the bride and groom. Now, I don't know. I could be wrong. But don't they kiss first and then you smash the cake? In their face?
Yeah.
Okay, so he smashes the cake in his face first, grabs, kisses him with the cake on his face, rub some cake off his face with that finger, you know, that little finger slide.
Hey, man.
Licks really, the cake.
They really had a cake? Wait a minute, I saw a whole different video then.
Oh, you didn't see this one? Yo, he smashed the cake in his face, kissed him with the cake in his face, took his finger, rolled the chunk of cake off his face, put that in his mouth, then grabbed the dude's face again and commenced to slobbing him down for just cake faced. That was going overboard, man.
Hey, man, why do you have a gay reaction? That's the only thing that, like, yo, he reacted in a gay way.
As Stone the Terrible.
I'm sorry, man. Like, yo, he was crying and shit. Like,
but everybody cries.
But not uncontrollably. Like,
oh, yeah. He almost broke down to the knee. He almost broke down all the way to the ground crying.
Yeah. You know what I'm saying? And then he had to mouth kiss that man like that. God damn.
The way he did it, man. The cake was why was the cake there? Unused.
I'm just still waiting. Fucked up about this cake.
I mean, you having a draft party. The draft, what? This is we in the third day of the fourth day of the draft?
Third
day of the draft. The cake is still on the table intact. You was just waiting to rub that cake in his face, wasn't you?
Who has third day draft cake?
Just sitting on the table. Did they put, like, napkins over it for flies? Keep the flies out?
Yo, was it
in the freezer?
Was it in case you get drafted or in case you don't get drafted cake?
Yeah, like a celebration cake or a cry cake.
You know what I'm saying? Like, hey, you can, if you get drafted, you can rub it all over this dude. If you don't get drafted, we could all eat it.
I think that cake was getting rubbed either or.
Yeah, it was gonna get rubbed on something.
Somebody was gonna get this cake.
You gonna get this cake.
Come on, man. ESPN out there bad for that.
Yeah, man. Keep rolling.
And then they put all the scenes together. You just seen the first part when he broke down?
Yeah.
Oh, man, and that was nothing.
And mouth kissed that man.
That video was like 49 seconds, right?
I don't know, man. I just seen him kissing the dude.
This video is a minute and 55 seconds.
I seen a still of him embracing that man. I'm like, you know what? This is probably not for me.
I mean, but that's okay, though.
Yeah, it's fine. I just don't like to watch it.
It's just the cake part, man. I was cool the whole way until the cake came out. Then I lost my mind. Hold up. Matter of fact, let me just show y'all this small clip, man. I got to put this in the chat so y'all can just see what I seen.
Yo, just, yeah, sharing his pain.
Yo, and just know.
You see the cake?
Nah, I ain't see the cake.
Man.
Oh, okay. All
you right. Know what? I just came up with a vine. I'm going to do that later, though.
Oh, don't do that to that boy.
All right, check this out. And just know that I had to endure another minute and 20 seconds of this.
Cake this love.
Way too
far. Done. Oh, no. What?
I don't think I need to watch this.
Way too far.
Oh, this is like a Vine remake, but ugh.
Oh, put that cake in your mouth.
See? He went too far. You know what I'm saying? What is this, a double cake mouth kiss?
Let me taste you with that cake on you. Ugh.
And look how big he is of that dude. He be
for real, yo, he's ruining that guy.
Oh man.
Oh man.
He would have got the smallest boyfriend he could find.
For real.
He got no control over his bowels.
Just
loose booty.
Take his cake. He got another chunk, too.
Yeah, he made him eat that cake.
Oh, my God. Cake.
Oh, man. I'm done with that guy.
Yeah, man, that's
I can't take it anymore.
People gonna be throwing cake at the game and shit.
What you know about McDonald's fries soon with seasoning packets and instructions, baby?
What?
The garlic parmesan seasoning for the McDonald's fries, baby. You pour them, you sprinkle them, and you close them and shake them and love them. Mm-mm. I'm loving it.
Man, McDonald's fries is already good, man. You don't need to do no extra shit to them.
Spice up your starch intake with a drizzle of seasoning. Soon at your local St. Louis or Northern California hamburger supply. Why you gotta be in the loo, man?
For real, yo. They about to Now they're going to start charging niggas for the seasoning, watch.
Uh-huh. Seasoning packets on the side, and they're going to be buying them. Let me get three. Let me get three spicy buffaloes and two of them zesty garlics.
Hell yeah.
They got zesty ranch, garlic parmesan, spicy buffalo flavor packets with instructions.
For some fucking fried. Come on, man. It's getting ridiculous.
I do want to try this.
The fact that, Kentucky Fried Chicken brought the double down back.
Yeah.
Man, niggas like, is going to be dying, dog.
That double down is pretty good, though.
Yeah, it is.
What? Y'all ate that?
What? Yeah. You didn't?
I ain't had it. I ain't had it this go around, but I had it the first time it dropped.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that bunless delight.
Yo, I cannot believe y'all ate that shit, son.
But I ate it because, man, come on. Dude, I don't know about y'all, but I learned from Uncle Floyd. And he is the king of concoction eating. This dude would go in the kitchen and grab sausage, eggs. If he had some raviolis left from yesterday, fried chicken, crumble it up. He throws it all in the mix and throws it in a skillet and adds salt and pepper. And then he'll any seasoning, you know, the seasoning cabinet.
Yeah.
He'll just experiment.
Like, yo, he just close his eyes and pull some shit out.
Yeah, put him in there. Dog, man, y'all, I wish y'all could have taste. It is so good. I don't know how he does it, but he's never lost yet.
Yeah.
So, you know, I had to carry that with me. So I've had, you know what I'm saying, some chicken breasts and add some bacon and, you know what I'm saying, take a pizza and put a sausage and roll it up. Like, I've done all kind of stuff. Like, nice. I did the waffle burgers. I did all that crap before these fools was coming out on TV. So I was like, hey, a professional one. Let me try that.
That's crazy.
Yeah, man. Them eating good like that, man, that's an art.
Y'all ever mix up restaurants too?
Yeah,
like get some chicken tenders from Zaxby's. Then you got to go get the fries from Burger King.
Oh, hell yeah.
You got to go get that. Yeah, man. Then you know what I'm saying? So I'm going to have to go get this let me see. I'm going to have to get them Burger King fries with these seasoning packets.
Ooh. Yeah.
Wait, Burger King or McDonald's?
Burger King fries, and I'm going to get McDonald's seasoning packets.
Okay.
Let me get two of them spicy buffaloes, a garlic parmesan, and three zesty ranches. And then I'm going to eat it like pixie sticks. I'm going to lick my fry. Yeah, dip it in there like the pixie stick joint.
Oh, man. Yo, I remember one time, man, me and Kevin, we was at the crib, and we was going to cook something to eat, man. We had pork chops, pancakes, and peas.
Pork chops. Wait a minute, what's the other one?
Pancakes and peas.
Whoa, that is, nah. Even I wouldn't go that far.
It was awesome.
Leave it. All right, you got to, all right, if you eat the pancakes and the pork chops, you got to leave the peas out.
I know, we just had to have some vegetables, man. I don't know what happened. I really don't know what happened, man. So one of us said some peas and shit, then we ate it.
Oh my god,
savages! Ugh,
real man.
What y'all know about this dude who swallowed 12 bars of gold?
What?
I'm gonna need you to adjust how you said swallowed first.
No pauses are gonna be put in there.
He put an extra emphasis. This dude that swallowed.
That, he swallowed. That's 14 ounces. 14 ounces of gold.
Jesus.
Is he alive?
Yeah. The surgeon. Let's see. How does it get to this? Let me see. Okay. When a team of Indian surgeons opened up the stomach of a patient complaining of abdominal pain, they had no idea they'd extract a fortune. The patient whose name was not released was hiding 12 gold bars in his belly. Get in my belly. He apparently smuggled them into India to evade import duty. Each bar weighed 33 grams. He was a 63-year-old guy.
Come on, B. It's got to be something better than that.
Wait a minute. How do you swallow 12 gold bars?
Nigga, for real.
And then go to the hospital and say, something's wrong with my stomach. I got pain and nausea, but I'm not going to tell you I just swallowed 12 gold bars.
Oh, wow. Just, okay, I understand you want this gold. I got you, okay? But just think about the way you got to get that gold out, man. Are you going to poop that out?
He wasn't thinking when he went in.
Yo, man, like, you either gonna shit a gold brick or you gonna throw up a gold brick. You know what I'm saying? Like, it's not gonna be good either way.
If you swallowed 12 gold bars and you had to go to the hospital, are you gonna like give them a hint that you swallowed 12 gold bars or just act stupid?
It's time to give it up. It's obviously not working. You know what I'm saying? So go on, confess to that shit.
So that means you gotta, for him being an idiot, that means he was sitting in the waiting room, because you know that ain't, nobody cares. Oh, you nauseous? Sit over there in the corner. There's people with broke arms who gotta sit in the corner.
Yeah.
So you last on the list.
It's over in the corner dying.
Knowing they gonna do x-rays and all that, you just sitting over there in the corner dying. Dummy.
They in the back talking about this old grown ass man came up here with a tummy ache. Nigga, sit your ass down.
Take your ass to CVS and get some Pepto.
Go take a shit and call somebody else, man. Gold bars.
And guess what happened in the end anyway? They sent the gold bars to customs. You did all that for nothing.
Nothing, B. Dummy. You gotta love stupidity, though. It's very entertaining.
Very entertaining.
How much was it? I think it was like $400,000 worth of gold or something. Man. Side joke. Yo, I wish I had them gold bars. They look official, though.
They wouldn't look official. They gonna look like some money. I'm selling that shit.
Yo, what if when they took him out of his stomach, there's like, if you put one in your mouth, like a, what you call those things? Them little candies in the wrapper, they like square. Jolly Rancher.
Yeah.
If you put this in your mouth and switch around like a Jolly Rancher, you can keep it. Would you do
that,
it?
That shit got stomach bile all on it.
Man, I'm keeping at least two of them if I'm the
surgeon. Saying, do I get to keep all? If I put one, I get all of them?
No, you get every one you put in your mouth and clean, you get to keep.
Nah, man, I ain't putting another nigga's stomach juice in my mouth.
At all.
For $400,000?
Nah, B. Cassie, man, we understand that you have no limits to the shit you would do. You know what I'm saying? But I got some kind of restraint, bro.
Whatever, man. Off this podcast, you up there. You gargling gold stomach bars.
I can't do it, man. Your mouth be deteriorating and shit. I can't taste that, nigga, but I'm rich as a motherfucker.
I'm rich,
bitch.
Did y'all hear about the champion boxer Deontay Wilder knocks out internet troll in real life?
Mm-mm. Yo, I wanted to watch that video, man, but I never got around to it.
Yo, he worked this dude. <For real? laughs> And this dude is still talking.
I gotta see this clip now.
Here you go. Check this one out.
Man, that's somebody you can never, beating them up just doesn't mean anything, dog.
Yo,
keep talking.
That just taught me a lesson. Like, dude, no matter what you say to an internet troll, he's not gonna stop.
For real.
International troll.
Internet. Like, he beat this dude down and the dude is still on YouTube tomorrow. I want a rematch.
Hold on.
And talking reckless. He talked about his daughter. He threw racial slurs. And this dude got video on YouTube, like, punching walls and stuff. You can't stop him, dude.
Yeah, nah, man. Troll's gonna troll.
First they was in the ring. Yo, he hit that dude with that hook. My man ran out the ring and ran out the door. Then they somehow got him back. And then the video they got him back, that's the one KD watching. Where they was fighting outside the ring.
Yeah.
This dude was running, ducking, covering up. But he still won it. He's still talking crap on the internet. He got his phone number and everything. Calling him.
Yeah. Calling ass dude.
You see him getting worked?
Yeah, he getting. Yeah, man. He just took that hook again.
Yo, and that's the way you move a dude out your way that can't really hold you back. You see when a dude's trying to hold him back and people be trying to act tough but still behind dude. Man, he threw dude behind him like he had a backpack on front way and just slung it to the back.
The cameraman.
Like, yeah, like, man, if you don't get, you can't hold me, dog. I know y'all seen this a lot in school with somebody fake holding them back, but you can't.
Come on, man. Yo, special nigga said,
every time
man.
He said, I wouldn't even respond back. I just put this video up of me dropping him. Every time he said something, oh, for real? Here you go. That'd be my response.
Yo, that junk was so funny, man.
Especially, yo, them dudes, they got a girl in front of them. Like, man, let me go. Nigga, that's a girl.
Yeah.
If you don't move that girl out the way and get these hands, nigga.
Here we go.
Come here. Don't run him down. Damn. Come on. Keep hopping. Keep hopping, nigga. You about to catch these hands. Oh. Yeah, he's sliding across the
And the dude kept talking. That's the crazy part. He just kept talking.
Yo, he's really
That's
explaining
That's his boxing manager.
He said, I still hit you that gut punch.
Get up. Yo, he having trouble getting up, man. Yo. Come on, man. Handle your business, chief.
Did he knock him out or is he just going to keep talking the whole time?
He going to keep talking.
He, yo, all right. Oh, god damn. And he lost all his fours on that punch.
That's Ooh, crazy.
Shit. I can't watch no more of this, man. He gonna kill
me. Damn. The end of the video, he said something and then ran out the door.
Yeah, he jumped at him. He ran.
Yo, he slung the shit out that cameraman.
Yeah, son. He was like, man, you don't get the hell out of my way.
Ridiculous, man.
Yeah, hey, from now on, that dude count 1, 2, 3, 5. Your fours is just gone, yo.
This is another video.
Well, the other one was just the top one is the one where he
talking shit.
Yeah, where
they in the ring in this one.
Yeah, that's the one. Watch where he throw that left hook and dude just run out the door. I'm done.
Hey, he took that one and was gone. Nope.
Yeah. Nope. I'm out of here.
Yo, he tried to kill him when he was on the floor though. He tried to hit him with that uppercut, man. I hit the head when it came off.
Yeah, man, so a message for the people out there, the internet trolls, man, just let them cook.
You know, yeah, because they're going to keep talking regardless, man. You're just putting fuel on the fire now.
And that's what's the worst part about it, because, like, let's say somebody, like, we love your work on Twitter, nobody responds. But as soon as a hater come in talking crap, they respond to them.
Yeah.
Like, you need to reverse that. You need to respond to the people that's with you.
Hell yeah.
You just adding fuel to the fire because they're going to be like, well, we're going to get a response, so let's just keep doing it.
Yep.
Yep, I got him. You know what I'm saying? That's it. Now I'm going to keep picking at that scab, nigga.
Dudes are stupid.
Yo, what's going on in Nigeria, man?
Man, I don't even know. Like, I don't even know what to believe anymore.
Man, it just sound crazy.
It sound crazy like the plane missing. Yeah, that just died out. All these stories just come out of nowhere and die out.
They still ain't found that goddamn plane.
A whole plane.
It's gone.
Yo, 270 people or some shit like that?
Yeah.
Just gone.
Ain't nothing. You know what I'm saying? And ain't nobody worried about it, yo. But this Nigerian shit, man, like, yo, America is up. Like, yo, oh my God, we need to do something. Hey, man, if this shit is true, this is the kind of dude that we do not want to fuck with. Yo, you don't want no parts of that gangster, dog. This dude kidnapped a school and then made a tape about, yes, I did it. And I'm about to sell them, and I'm going to come back and get some more. You know what I'm saying? Like, yo, I don't want to mess with that type of gangster, man. That dude is crazy.
Did you see the video, the picture where Michelle Obama had Bring Back Our Girls?
Who did it?
I'm talking about the one, the real one.
Okay, yeah.
And then Arab guy had, your husband has killed, like, so many, dropped so many bombs on us, we can't bring our girls back and our kids. I was like, ooh, man. I mean, that's kind of an ether.
That's kind of not true, though.
I mean, that is true.
No, the war started before he was president.
No, they're talking about now. They're still over there banging out bombs and stuff. We still over there, dog.
I'm saying, but why? That's the thing, man. Like, motherfuckers mad at the person that's there now, not the person who started this shit.
I mean, his daughter got bombed when he was there now. What you want him to do? He go blame Bush?
Yo, but it's crazy, though. Like, fucking Obama. He did it again. Come on, man. Stop it.
I mean, that's true. So I was like, ooh, that's ether.
Do you think we should go over there and do something?
Do what?
What can you do? It's too late. They already took them.
That's what I'm saying. Like, these other shows, man, it's like, oh, God, we got to do something. Why are we in the Ukraine? We should be over there. Come on, man. Like, stay out of fucking people's business, man. What can we do? Them chicks is gone, man. And this dude is crazy. Like, and yo, ain't don't they have like kids that's in the military over there?
Oh yeah, over after.
So we gotta mow down kids and everything.
And a U.S. soldier, man, cannot do that. That shit is impossible, dog. They cannot do that, man.
What you mean?
They can't shoot a kid. I don't see too many dudes that can go over there and literally just kill a kid.
Man, you they'll gotta fire be off if they up. Have to. Man, let my boy tell it. If they was allowed to, they'd be knocking them little jokers off.
Damn, bro.
Man, my boy is like, man, you can't trust the little kids. He said they be shooting them with rubber pellets.
Yo, that's just like that movie, the Lone Survivor?
Yeah.
Yeah, just like that, man. Dude's like, we're not killing the kid. Shit.
Man, my boy said if they had
so quick.
My boy said if they had the okay in Afghanistan, later for them suckers.
Damn.
He said some of them got bombs strapped to them. It's either them or you.
Yeah.
Yep.
So I don't know. I don't know what to think about it. All I know, after I read the Mongols, like, I'm numb to this stuff.
Yeah.
Because, I mean, people saying this world is so messed up, so jacked up. Man, read how the world used to be. No cops. No protection. No pillowcase. Just you out there by yourself. They come in, kill your whole... They kill everybody. Hundred thousands of people. Rape all the women and all the kids. And kill the dudes.
And rode off with the horses.
Yeah, and rode off and conquered that. Destroyed all your history. And rode to the next town.
Mm-hmm.
Man, we living in Disney World.
It's bubbles around here, son. Damn, yo, Sanaa Lathan, mama fine, god damn.
Do y'all know how to stay young?
Placenta.
The key to staying young. I have it. I'm just going to ignore him. I have the key to staying young.
What's the key to staying young, son?
Slow motion for me. Slow motion for me. Moving slow motion for me. Come on. Slow motion for me, slow motion for me, moving slow motion for me. I like it like that, she working that back. I don't know how to act. Slow motion for me, slow motion for me, slow motion for me, moving slow motion for me. I like it like that, she working that back. I don't know how to act. Slow motion for me, slow motion for me, slow motion for me, moving slow motion for me. I'm a dick thrower. Her neck and her back hurting. Cutthroat, I have you like a brand new version. It's like once you get used to it, then you start serving. Hop up on top and so jiggy jiggy jerking. Slow down for me, but you moving too fast. My fingers keep slipping, I'm trying to grip that ass. Keep being hard headed and I'ma make you get off me. Got a human up disguise, but my face is a doggy. If you loving my bulk, let me bury my bone. I got 4 or 5 bad married bitches at home. One of my bitches fell in love with that outside dick. That outside dick, keep them hoes sick. Like, I like it like that. She working that back. I don't know how to act. Slow motion for me. Slow motion for me. Slow motion for me. Moving slow motion for me. I like it like that. She working that back. I don't know how to act. Slow motion for me. Slow motion for me. Slow motion for me. Moving slow motion for me.
It's like I got the world in my palms. Your girl up under my arm. She fucked up from the charm. She loved the way the dick stay hard from 12 to early in the morn. Fine bitches, if you're listening, you heard me, I'm strong. If you're going through your cycle, I ain't with it, I'm gone. You must have heard about them hoes that I beat up in my home. They wasn't telling the truth, baby, you knew they was wrong. Nah, make it official when I'm some of that dome. I don't mind buying blue, you're riding too. Don't be asking nigga questions about where I'm driving you. The mama, my shit together, I ain't jiving you. I don't think that nigga could do you better than I could do. You know, a juvenile from caught the street by the derby. Same nigga used to be running with Rusty and Kirby. Can a player from the know you get a chance with it? But I can't bounce with you without using my hands with it.
I like it like that, she working that back. I don't know how to act. Slow motion for me, slow motion for me, slow motion for me, moving slow motion for me. I like it like that, she working that back. I don't know how to act. Slow motion for me, slow motion for me, slow motion for me, moving slow motion for me.
Slow motion, she open, I'm hoping she don't leave my dick broken with brush burns and swollen. I'm told she wanted me to make her out a believer. I guarantee ya, I'ma see ya when I see ya. And bitch, don't holler out my name like we was all at it. Your pussy throwback, and you know that. So stop stunting,
some slow motion for a real nigga. I'm going off that incredible potion and I'ma deal with you.
I like how them Victoria's Secret sitting that ass. Let me pull some more hip and Hennessy in your glass. But I be violating if I grab me a handful. I'm knowing what's happening. All I want is a sample. Who you with? I'm in the rental today. It's going down and happening and I remember the way. Less money we spend on bullshit, the more for the weed. What it's gonna take to get you to come in slow motion with me? Like,
I like it like that. She working that back. I don't know how to act. Slow motion for me. Slow motion for me. Slow motion for me. Moving slow motion for me. I like it like that. She working that back. I don't know how to act. Slow motion for me. Slow motion for me. Slow motion for me. Moving slow motion for me. I like it like that. She working that back. I don't know how to act. Slow motion for me. Slow motion for me. Slow motion for me, moving slow motion for me. I like it like that. She working that back. I don't know how to act. Slow motion for me. Slow motion for me. Slow motion for me, moving slow motion for me.
Now this is not coming out of my mouth. This is for real. If you could take the blood of toddlers and babies and cycle your blood out and get that fresh blood, that's the key to staying young. They tried it in rats already. They drained the baby rats and put the blood in the old rats. And the old rats went from Larry Holmes to LeBron James. Dead serious, dog. Because you know your blood, you're born with the, what is it called? Don't get me to acting like I'm a scientist or like I ever listened in that class. But, there's something in your blood that the older you get, we lose it. And they said by the time you get to like 80 or something, you have like a couple hundred left. So if you had that blood that stops you from aging and stuff because you got all that, whatever those things that disappear back that I forgot the name of, you rejuvenate that. You rejuvenate it.
Yeah.
That's crazy.
If that's true, man, kids gonna start coming up missing.
Dude, you know they already doing it. Like some rich person is probably overseas getting some. Man, you know what's going on, dude.
This I like that one.
Yeah. Look how fast he run. First, they line him up, make him race. Give me the top three.
He's fast. Give me that one. He's got this kid in the basement hooked up to some tubes.
Yep.
Nigga getting transfusions every month and shit.
Yo, wait, they did that on a show or a movie. Remember that?
No.
Dang, what show was that? They did that. They were doing that. That's how the dude stayed alive.
I know. I seen it where they trying to do that with like stem cell research and all that stuff that help cure like cancer and Alzheimer's and stuff like that. But I ain't seen it in a sense where it's, you know, trying to keep folks young.
Yeah. Oh, they did that with Wolverine when he's trying to get his
adamantium.
Yeah, remember when he like, tried to hook him up and they drilled into his
Oh, you talking about in the Wolverine movie?
Yeah.
Yeah.
See, they already putting us on, man. They only put stuff on movies that's going on.
That was a dumbass movie too, by the way.
Yeah, why they keep messing up Wolverine, man?
I don't know, man.
They keep jacking up Wolverine. Make a good one. Make him killing people and all that.
I did not see it.
Oh, you know, we ain't know you ain't seen it.
Oh, got the raid the other day.
Oh, you did? You seen it?
Yeah. Nah, I ain't watched it yet.
Oh, oh you God, Jesus. What's going on with this?
Oh, man. Yeah, you got to watch that. I might watch that again today just because you brought it up.
I can't find mine. Ugh. I think Jose got it. He's talking about he ain't got it. I'm about to go over there.
Oh, that's missing now, buddy. He going to make sure every time you come over, he hide that DVD.
Hide yours, hide the raid.
Hide the raid! Dang, I can't find this story, man. About the blood. How much did y'all pay for the, I had a question about. Oh, how much did y'all pay for, to get your hairline back?
Thousands of dollars, nigga.
At this point, yeah. I wouldn't.
You wouldn't, all right, let's say, get your hairline back, you know what I'm saying, get that, who got a good hairline? What's the dude on, Numbers Never Lie, the light skin cat?
Yo, ain't that nigga shit crisp in
the mouth? Nah, he got the crispest hairline, dude. $29,000. Would you pay $29,000 for that hairline?
No.
You wouldn't? You keep the baldy bald bald?
Yeah. People like this stuff.
Man, this dude think he's sexy with the baldy bald bald.
Hey,
man.
I was up in Buffalo like Wild Wings the other day, and the chick was like, hey, the bartender said if I rub your head, I could do whatever I want today at work. I'm like,
And you let her rub your head?
Yeah.
See, you wrong. You messed up. I would have made a deal. Like, okay, yeah. First. Dad, if I let you.
That went so wrong with me.
Yep.
Like, it'd be a whole other situation.
But see, I always get hooked up at lunch anyway, so.
No, we don't care. Nah. I'm going a whole another way. Like, if you rub this head, it's another head.
Yeah, you know what I'm saying? Which one are you referring to? As I'm pulling it out, you know?
He got too far now.
Savage.
The only thing I hate about a bald head, man, is the sweat. It don't go nowhere. It's just all over your face.
For real, yo. Like, I have nothing to stop this sweat from tripping down my face, man.
Yeah, man. Your hat's be all wet.
Hell yeah.
Oh, you got a special headband or something?
Anyway, so.
You got a special disappearing headband?
Nah, I've just been a sweaty dude anyway, so it don't matter if I had hair or not. It was getting in my face.
No, man, quit playing. Stone, you pay the $29?
Nah, man, I'm not paying that money.
What? Man, I'm paying that $29. I'm getting the waves back first day.
Only way I pay $29,000 if they can hook me up with that soul glow.
Oh, my God. Dude, they got a, can guys wear wigs? Like an Afro wig?
They have that shit, yo.
No, they don't.
They do, for real.
So I can go get me an Afro wig right now.
Yeah.
Looking like Steve Harvey.
And then you can get it shaped to the way you want it and shit? Hell yeah.
Shut up.
I'm dead ass serious.
That's how they do it in the movies.
Remember that says your boy Steve Harvey's hair was fake?
I ain't never heard that.
That's probably true, because how you go? He went bald too quick.
Yo, man, you know who got some ill hair, dog?
Who?
Jimmy Johnson, man. You ever looked at that dude's head?
No.
Man, Jimmy Johnson's about 75, man. That nigga hair thick as shit.
He ain't that old.
He old, though. He too old to have that much fucking hair.
Don't your boy got hair, too, John Madden?
I ain't seen that cat in forever.
Yeah. It's nice shit kind of thinning, man.
Oh.
Yo, and fucking Mel Kiper.
This dude Mel Kiper.
Yo, that nigga head is a helmet, dog. Straight up. His hair has to be a helmet because it got suede sideburns and shit.
Yeah, your mic has got suede sideburns right now.
Do it?
Yeah, you're going out.
Yeah, you sound like Mr. Roboto over there.
Shit.
Uh-oh.
Gerbils on the men.
Dang. How his 50 unit plays lose, but the 20s hit. What else I had? Kids. Oh, we got these voicemails. That's what we got.
Oh, word? Damn. Ain't heard that in a while.
Disturbing voicemails.
Shit.
The buffoonery and goonery. Let me pull these up.
Does it come any other way?
No. Forget. Okay. Here we go right here. I'm just gonna run through these voicemails nonstop.
Yeah, this is Shaniqua. I just wanna say I love KD. That's my baby daddy, KD. Would you please come see LeBron? Please, he's asking about you. I need you to send me the child support or something. Please quit sending me selfies. Could you send me some money? All
right,
good day, y'all.
That gotta be a joke.
Wait, Katie, quit sending selfies, dog. What's wrong with you? Send some child support.
What the hell is that?
She said no selfies, send money.
Who your baby mom is?
Who the hell is that? Somebody got paid to do that.
That's hilarious, yo. You have to tell
somebody like a Chipotle.
Grandpa, I don't know who that is.
Yo, they have to tell us who they are, because that shit's hilarious, dog.
I was all hype for a minute. I was like, I got a fan. Wait, what?
Hold on. This motherfucker here.
Quit sending selfies. This is some monies for this child support. Hey, that's how we do it. Don't forget that, yo.
Oh, man.
All right.
Not real, son.
Next voicemail.
Hey, man, I was speaking with the Black Hasselhoff. Come see it anyway. What are you trying to say? You watch people in the Bay, but you black? I don't get the name, man. I don't get the AKA, man. Y'all better get that shit together over there, man. Shit, I'm going to call y'all back. Fuck that shit.
What the fuck? Yeah, I do be watching Honeys in the Bay, homeboy.
You watch people in the Bay.
You know what I'm saying? Black. The Black David Hasselhoff don't hassle the Hoff.
He said, I'm going to call y'all back over that.
Yeah, I'm going to call y'all back.
AKA Black Hoffa, man.
For real, man.
If the Honeys need saved, I'm at the Bay. Hoff. You know what I'm saying? I'm at the Bay, ready to save them. Know what I mean? I'm only saving the bad independent ones, though. Not the thoughts, like y'all like to say.
Thoughts.
All right. Keep it going.
Yeah. What's up, man? It's your boy, man. You know who it is, man. It's your boy. Man, I don't even know who this is. Man, I call y'all back, man. Wait, man, hold up. Who am I talking? Hey, man, can y'all call me at 1-800? I'm out.
What the hell?
I don't know.
See, this is what happens when you post just say anything on Facebook. Real,
these gotta be Stones people, man.
Yo, that nigga was half retarded or something. What's going on, man?
Who did I call?
Who did I call?
Sound like a crackhead walking down the street on the phone. Then he realized he didn't have enough money for that next rock. He got confused.
Yo, you better tighten up, brother.
Wait a minute. Oh, $3 short. Ugh.
That nigga went angry at the end. Yo, don't be mad at us because you don't know who the fuck you are. God damn.
I don't know. All right, we ain't done.
Yo, what's up, man? This is Eddie. Fuck my last name is, man. This is Eddie, man. I just want to call in and say, man, I appreciate what y'all boys doing over there, man. Y'all keep up doing y'all thing. You know, Stone, what's up, baby? Crip up, baby. Look at this shit. Look at this shit, man. All right, man, I want to give a shout-out to my three baby mamas, man. I want to give a shout-out to two of them. Fuck that other bitch, because I'm not sure if that big-ass nigga mine, man. Shit, fuck that. She got the boy, man. Eddie, be good, man. I'm out.
Yo. I can't. He sound like a drunk in a pool hall, man. Come on, dog.
So he had a Newport hanging out his mouth.
Hell yeah, man. God damn, you look just like Julie Lee. Appreciate it, though. You know?
Grip up. All right. Oh, another one. I think it's another one out here.
Come on. Hey, yo, what's up, man? This is your boy, Two Midgets in a Big Wheel, baby. What's happening? Hey, I got a question for you boys up there to get on your radio. Check this out, man. I'm having a problem in my organization. You hear me? I got two midgets, and see, this is how it works. I ride the big wheel, and there's one midget that's out in the back, and then the other midget pushed both of us. But they're getting in the fight because they want to change positions. Then how should I work that? Should it be a seniority thing? Or should we just have like a midget fight, kind of like bone fights, and let them fight it out, man? Hold on, man. They fighting. I'm going to call y'all back. Hold on. Hey, man, get off, man. Get off.
You know who that remind me of?
Who?
Did you ever hear Landry when he did that? He was talking. He had recorded some stuff way back in the day. He was talking. He goes, not my midget mama.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Hey, man. Are we just going to breeze past that these midgets is fighting?
Oh. Two midgets on a big wheel.
Man.
Yeah, man. How do you contain, like, two midgets on a big wheel? What do you do, man? They fighting.
Hey, first of all, how they fighting on the big wheel?
They got extra space.
Yeah, man.
You ever seen a midget's ass? Ain't no space.
That's terrible.
Ain't no space on that big wheel when you got midget ass on it.
At Stone the Terrible.
And yo, and them sausage fingers, they can't make no fist.
Oh, man. Oh.
2 minutes at a time.
You know what I'm saying? Hey. slap boxing, then.
Yeah, just let them slap box it out, man. And then the one who wins get the big wheel. One more voicemail.
You know, three laps around that big wheel is like 6 miles for them.
You stupid.
Forget that, yo, at gmail.com. At Stone. Wait a minute. It's y'all can give it out all different words. It's at Stone the Terrible, right? On Twitter?
L Terrible.
Let me see.
Terrible.
Don't tell me I've been giving out the wrong name. Dang, it is Stone. Y'all let me do it.
Tank.
At Stone L Terrible. E L Terrible.
Tank.
Y'all made me mess up my flow. Okay, one more voicemail.
Hey, it's your boy Dalton, a.k.a. Big Titties, a.k.a. Mr. Get Shot Down, a.k.a. Lifestyle, a.k.a. Swayze. Yo, I just want to say y'all are funny as hell. Like, working with Fudge and telling stories about you guys makes your show twice as hilarious. Just keep doing what you're doing. Holla.
Yeah, a real voicemail.
No doubt.
But what's his name, a.k.a. Big Titties?
Hey, man, yeah. I was going to glance past that one.
Huh?
Huh? I think it's he liked big
titties.
Okay,
yeah.
That's what we're going to go with.
Yeah.
That's what we going to stick with.
Appreciate that voice, Mizzle.
Thank you for saying who you are.
Yeah, because these other cowards on here not saying their names. Know what I mean? And that was voicemails for today.
I still want to know who that first one was.
Hey, man, you know who that was. You need to pay that child support. Because
hey, man,
yourself.
You should dirty yourself up.
Katie,
hey, Stone, you can join them.
Some stuff you ain't told us about yourself. KD, if that is your real name.
Ooh. Yeah, send us some selfies so we can post them.
I had me out here moonwalking like Michael Jackson in that Billie Jean. That is not my son.
The kid. Let's listen to this interview first for this next story.
Hey, Jada. Hi, Jada. How you doing tonight?
Hey,
Jada, how's it going?
Guys. Make room. Just don't block our progress.
Jada, can you comment on the picture that was posted on Instagram of Willow Moises?
No comment.
Here's the deal. There was nothing sexual about that picture or that situation. You guys are projecting your trash onto it, and you're acting like covert for pedophiles, and that's not cool.
Dang.
Covert pedophile.
Covert.
Nigga. Damn.
Did y'all see the picture?
Nah.
Yeah, I seen this shit.
That's a weird picture.
Yeah,
I don't
But it wasn't. I didn't see nothing sexual about it. This dude got his shirt off. They laying on the bed together. She damn near at the bottom. He's sitting up in the corner.
Wait a minute. They are not that far apart. She is on his legs.
Oh, was she on his legs?
Yeah, look, the picture's in the chat.
Oh, she my bad.
What's she, 14, 13?
13. And that dude, like, what, 20?
Pedophile. Ain't no way you have a 13-year-old on your bed.
Seem like the
that.
Pedophile.
And, and we don't know if he got pants on. We don't know.
Yeah, he's smiling like he fresh off some ass.
Mm-hmm. That's pretty much how you lay after.
The pedophile's in your click, homie.
That's a weird picture.
Not really. I mean, it...
So if your daughter was with a 20 dude laying like that and 20 years
old, nigga be dead.
All right. That's a weird picture then.
Straight up, nigga.
You would be like, oh, you know, it's just, you know.
Hey, but you know, the man, the Smith clan is weird, my nigga. So,
nah, man, ain't no passes.
Telling what they doing over there.
Hey, man, they, yeah.
I know regular people weird. Ain't no passes. Money ain't getting them out of this one with me.
Yeah, they on some other stuff.
Will better be in the next picture with a fist to the dude's face.
You know what I'm saying? Like,
or I ain't going to see no more Will Smith Productions.
Nah, they coming out with a Men in Black 4.
He I didn't realize he was in Anchorman, too.
Yeah.
Y'all just going to cube and be the picture now?
No, we ain't cube and be in the picture. I'm just saying. It's,
what you think of the picture, KD?
It's hard to gauge them.
Oh, it's hard to gauge that?
No,
I'm talking about the
them.
Picture. I don't care about them. I'm talking about the picture itself.
Okay, that's what I'm saying. It's hard to gauge them because they allow so much stuff to go up in their house.
I'm not talking about what they allow. I'm talking about what you think. To hell with them. See, what do you think about
it? Can I get to my point, man? I think it's weird. That's what I'm trying to say.
That's all I asked for. weird. I didn't ask for the backslide like Will's on your team, and you got to say something politically correct. There you go. Don't be scared of Will. I'll slap Will.
Damn.
Where he at?
It's weird as
that is.
Weird
at Emerge City.
Yep, at Emerge City. I ain't never been scared. Y'all can have my address. I know how to shoot.
Will gonna slap you like he slapped that reporter.
Uh huh. Will gonna be on TV knocked out like Suge Knight was too.
And talking good cold
cash. Hey, I back it up. I'll meet you anywhere. If you win, I'll shake your hand.
Ant gonna be running like that dude in if that you box video.
You crazy, boy. Only person I ain't calling out is Freaky Zeke, because he's about that life. This dude jumped in a whole crowd of goons. Anybody who jumps in an entire crowd to fight?
It's crazy.
Yeah.
For real.
How you get shot, take the dude's gun, and chase him with the gun?
Bars. Nah, yeah, that's just weird, B. Like, I can't,
And why would you post it? Like, what kind of dumb move was that?
Like, even if wasn't going on just in the world we live at now, dog, I don't want nothing going on with no little girl, nigga. I don't want to even get niggas the impression that something happened, because, yo, they going to crucify you with that shit.
Yeah, that's in a, I mean, post a picture outside sitting on a bench. This nigga's in a dark room with his shirt off.
You know what I'm saying? Get some ice cream, weed smoke all over the air and shit.
With a little ass kid, dog. That is a little. Have you ever seen a 13-year-old? That is a little ass kid. Are you 20? Yeah, that is weird.
You all wrong for that, B.
I don't even want to be in the same house.
Nope.
Golly.
Mm-mm, I'm out.
I guess when you got money, though, you're invincible. You just do dumb stuff. Here's a picture of me hanging a rabbit. Look, got the stew cooking on the stove. What y'all know about smart water booby trap?
What? Good.
It sprays on you, right? And it turns you green.
Hey, why they in a single bed?
Yeah, in a little bed.
It's a twin bed.
They this little sister room.
You know what I'm saying? What the fuck is going on?
Here go the smart water booby trap. If you're planning on stealing anything from the London Borough of Brent, you might want to think twice, or at least hope you look good in green. The Brent Police Department has a crazy new secret weapon that covers crooks head to toe in a semi-permanent emerald ultraviolet glow, and they have no idea until it's too late.
Yo, this dude look like one of them vampires off Blade 2 or some shit.
Yo, you know how mad I'll be?
Yo, that's like the motherfuckers that get hit with that die pack with that bank money and shit.
Yeah.
Man, that dude covered in this stuff.
He go to the club. Everybody's like, criminal! Dang, it's all in his mouth. His eyes.
Where you get a douse with it? Like, they just dumped a whole bucket on him.
Yo, some of that might be semen, dog.
I'm looking like, is it highlighting hair bumps or is that something else?
He got some dark spots that look like it's too much caked up for just to be that dye shit. All around his mouth and shit. He nasty motherfucker. Damn.
Oh, you heard what Derek Ward said about the kiss? The cake kiss? Yeah.
Nuh-uh.
Super Bowl winning running back Derek Ward for the New York Giants had a lot to say at the NFL draft last night about Michael Sam reacting to his draft pick by joyfully kissing his boyfriend. They said, man, you got little kids at the draft. I can't believe ESPN even allowed that to happen. Mm. Then he kept going, everyone who comments on my page saying what dude did was fine is getting blocked. So far, I blocked 10 people.
You're going to get more trouble than anybody else, dude.
But for real, though, most of you need to read the Bible. It'll explain a lot in that book. Hashtag knowledge.
God.
And then he was Johnny, what's his name? He retweeted what your boy Johnny Cleveland said. He said, half these nerds are faggots that will never get over that. You made no homophobic comments. They just want to be mad about something.
Oh, did you call him Johnny Cleveland?
That's his name on Twitter. Mm. Young Johnny Cleveland, Browns fan 612. Yeah, man, it's Derek Ward, mad dog.
For what, though?
Nah, somebody posted in the, what you call it, like a gift. Talking about this is what he's reminded, this is a gift reminder that ignorant fool thinks children need to be protected from. All he shows is the one where they kiss and hug. Nope. You better show that other one.
The cake.
Show the cake.
You better show the cake lick. Took the cake out of your face, put it in my mouth. Re-kiss.
And gave you some more cake. And got another chunk of that cake.
More cakes. Cakes. I wish I knew how to make gifts. I'd be like, nope. And ask that dude.
Cake,
but I ain't got
cake,
time.
Cake.
Oh, man. These NFL players got to learn, man. Too many eyes on you.
For real, son.
NBA playoffs? Who y'all think gonna win it all after going through, after being around two?
Shoot, it look like San Antonio about to run away with this.
Yep, I think it's revenge. San Antonio coming, dog.
I still gotta go with the Bobcats, man.
What?
If Miami got too many, Miami be taking too many games off thinking they just, they don't know. They think they too classy.
Yeah, yesterday, that was 15 threes, though. I mean, that's hard to compete with 15 threes.
Yeah. I mean, and Brooklyn, you know what I'm saying? They took all four during the season and shit.
I don't count
that don't
that
mean
shit.
Nothing, because Miami never plays in the regular season.
Never. So, I mean, in the past two games, Miami roasted them in game one, and then they waited to the fourth quarter to beat them out in game two, but I ain't see all of game three because I was in, I went to go see Neighbors last night, but,
Did you like that, buddy?
Yeah, it was funny.
Yeah, I heard that shit was hilarious, yeah.
Yeah, it's some stuff up in there that's like some serious pause moments, like what, wait?
Oh, they got that suspect shit going on.
Not suspect stuff. It's not, no, we'll get on that later. I'll bring up my opinion on it, but, yeah, when I got home last night, the game was on, and it was already like the fourth quarter, 9 minutes, and they was getting destroyed. So, but San Antonio, they came out like three games in a row and just rocked Portland.
Yep, and I've been winning money ever since.
Portland looked like they was going to come back yesterday, but San Antonio was like, nope.
Yes, Lord. Y'all seen KD's MVP speech?
Yeah, man, that was emotional.
Nah, man, you see Westbrook's face.
Oh yeah, that fit. Oh my god, Westbrook was like, "That's my MVP."
Yo, man, y'all got to chill with these memes, man.
What you talking about already?
Yeah, man. I'm gonna say when your girl give you head without you asking, you say you're the real MVP or some shit like that. Like, god damn.
Y'all see the one in the chicken that dress? Looks like a spider monkey. Because they had to dress like the flaps on it, the wings, and everybody's putting her like being flown by a kite and all that kind of stuff.
Oh, yeah.
Nah, that jump was hilarious. Yo, them people be jumping on them memes so quick, man.
Yeah, man.
But the biggest story of the week, Apple buys Beats by Dre for $3.2
billion. $1 billion, man. God.
They're trying to say, now people are trying to say he ain't a billionaire because he only owned 25% of the company. And he, after it's all said and done, with him and Jimmy Iovine split, he gonna only have $400 million. I'm like, how you go from $3 billion? He is not, that's a lie. I don't believe that. Whoever wrote that.
They was quick to shut that down.
Yeah.
$400 million? You ain't crazy. Ain't no way.
I don't see how they do that because they was talking about his net worth and everything. The thing I seen that broke it down because it was on TMZ and they was like, not so fast, Dre. You're not a billionaire yet. And then they even threw shade at the end and was like, this is a real billionaire.
Yeah.
That's fucked up, man.
Now, if my name is on the product, ain't no way I'm only getting $400 million from a $3 billion deal.
Yeah.
So, I don't know. Maybe the real numbers come out. Either way, he said.
He's still getting a lot of fucking cake.
And shit, either way, when is enough enough, man? I ain't working no more.
No, yeah, the detox ain't never coming out now.
Ever.
Like, why even get up to make a beat? You know what I'm saying? Like, this money's lasting for generations.
Yeah, yeah.
Why am I gonna... Man, matter of fact, I'm not even... When I take a number two, I'm not pushing no more. They're gonna have to build a device that gets it out for me.
So
I'm gonna have models next to me.
Wait,
Wait, if I gotta scratch my face, a model is grabbing my hand and moving my fingers for me. Mm. I'm not doing anything no more.
Well, you say I'm just gonna be just like, I don't do, ain't no tight work coming out of me, son.
I ain't wearing socks no more. I ain't buying. Throw all my socks away. I'm not putting on socks. Too much work.
Mm, you really gonna be walking around like Prince Akeem, huh?
Yep, $3 billion, dog.
But I got questions about this device that's supposed to get your poo out.
Yeah, what about it?
Now, is it gonna go up there and get it, or
just gonna magically disappear out your ass?
For $3 billion, somebody better figure out a way.
Somebody come get this shit out of me.
I'm not chewing my food. Somebody better move my jaws for me. I'm doing nothing, dog.
Ain't gonna be no need for clothes no more.
Nope. I'm gonna live in a castle with no furniture because it's too much work going to sit down.
I ain't buying nothing but drawers. Walking around in drawers and Jordans all day.
Draws and Jordans. I'm gonna just have a castle with a theater room, and that's it. That's where I'm at. And a bunch of
Brazilian bitches.
With a drive through. When whatever I order, it just comes right through that window, and I just eat.
This thing's gonna be fat, nasty, just disgusting, son.
I'm changing my name to Prince Hakeem.
First name, or that's just gonna be like Prince and last name Hakeem?
No, it's just you gotta say it together, man, like a pimp name Slickback.
Hold up, Slickback.
No, that's a pimp name Slickback.
That's what I said, Slickback.
No, it's a pimp named Slickback, like a Tribe Called Quest. You say the whole thing, a pimp named Slickback.
Can we call you Slickback for short?
No, nigga, I'm a pimp named Slickback.
Crystal, who is this person?
Nigga, are you deaf? I'm a pimp named Slickback.
Slickback. My name gonna be Montgomery Moneybags,
nigga. Montgomery Money. I was gonna change my name to something real crazy one time, but my mom got mad. I was like, what? It's just a name.
Man, did y'all watch? I know y'all didn't. I don't know why I'm asking.
Don't say Love and Hip Hop.
Yep, I was about to, I already know the ridicule is coming, man.
Oh.
Like, yo, man, this shit is the worst shit on TV, dog. Like, yo, instead of paying these people, just keep like $1,000 and get these niggas some acting classes, yo. Cause this shit is horrible.
They already got into the sex tape stuff?
Yeah, man. Like, yo, that was the first episode, dog.
Dang.
Like, okay, look, all right. They go to Vivid, apparently Vivid call them and tell them that they got the tape, right? So the tape hasn't came out yet. This is what they're saying. But why would Vivid pay you for some shit that's already been leaked? You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And Stevie J go on Media Takeout. Now the show was supposed to be taped like what, 3-4 months ago?
Yeah.
He go on Media Takeout and there the sex tape is. But if it just came out right before the show started, how was it on there 3 months ago? You know what I'm saying? And then these niggas go to fight. Ain't nobody in between these niggas, right? And this nigga all they gotta do, one gotta come up the stairs or the other one gotta go down the stairs. Don't nobody do it. You know what I'm saying? until the announcement has been made that we gonna fight, and then now these niggas in front of me, I can't get nowhere. It's fucking, stop it, man. Like, this shit is so, and yo, I watched the tape again, right, and they still say, these bitches are still talking about it's just a personal sex tape, right? Why in the shower scene when she's hanging on it and he's on his knees munching the box, son, the camera turns and backs up. I see all four of y'all hands. You know what I'm saying? What kind of tripod do you have, my nigga, that turns and backs up, B?
Oh, they wildin', man.
For real, man. Like, yo, this shit is so hard. And then they like, who? They're not famous, yo. Nobody knows who the fuck y'all are. Who's leaking a sex tape, B? Nobody wants to see that shit. Nobody cares, man. Y'all not famous unless y'all promote the shit out of this thing.
Dang.
It's just fucking ridiculous, man. Like, it just makes my blood pressure so high.
So you're not tuning in next week?
Oh, I got to.
Hey, man.
What's up, man?
Speaking of TV shows, I mean, I think it's about time we just get the Boondocks up out of here. They should just,
man.
They should have just let last season be it.
Nigga, how disappointed are you, my nigga?
Bruh, this season is so trash.
Man.
Did you see the one last week when Granddad pretty much sold himself into slavery?
Yeah, man.
Come on, Granddad.
He sold the whole family into slavery. And then why they do the Good Times picture shit at the end?
That's what I'm talking about.
Like, come on, B. Y'all just making this shit horrible, dog.
Yeah, it has not been good. And they try to do it. I'm trying to think that I laughed. I didn't laugh too much this week with the whole
with the hair care. Yeah,
because they tried to do like the Breaking Bad thing, but
yeah,
it wasn't funny at all.
Dang.
Yeah, man, this season is
a wash, man. You said
this season seemed wash. Like, you remember last season of Chappelle when he was I ain't doing this shit. So they just went ahead and put like the 4 or 5 episodes that they had done already out.
Yeah.
And you could tell like a lot of the jokes was forced and everything. Yeah. That's what this feel like.
Yeah, exactly what this shit feel like, B. Like, and the fucked up thing is, yo, I want to like it, dog. Like, I really want. And it, you know they know it's bad too, because if you look on Facebook, they're putting up shit from past episodes.
Yeah.
Like, they have no love for this new shit.
Yeah, they wall sliding this season.
Dang.
Drop this here and let y'all deal with it.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it's all bad.
Oh, yo, I'd rather they just not did the fourth season, man.
Yeah, they could have. Like, they went out on a high note with the third season.
Yeah, you know what I'm saying? Now you're tainting.
Yeah.
My image of this shit.
Because the Color Ruckus was hilarious.
Man.
Do I catch you trying to be shit?
Shit. Whap. Did I catch you having fun? Bow.
DC Curry. Don DC Curry was the one who did his daddy. That mess is so funny. Shit, you a nasty bitch.
Like I said, I ain't getting no white baby kidnapping charges.
Man. Game of Thrones, though. You watch
Game of Thrones? Garbage, man. They need to bring them dragons in or something. I've been waiting for these dragons since last year.
Season one.
What happened to the dragons? How did dragons go take a break? They just took what? Vacation? Dragons went on vacation?
Cause you heard what Khaleesi said, right?
What?
They were trying to get her to cross the river. They was like, man, you cross the river now with these dragons, folks is gonna bow down. She was like, nah, we still ain't ready. She said, you know what I'm gonna do? I got these slaves over here. I'm just gonna sit here and be a queen and rule.
That's what she should do, though. You don't agree?
But that's the whole, I thought the whole thing of her, you know, gathering up the slaves and all the warriors and all that stuff, so she had people to go fight to try to regain her throne.
Man, after that throne, I made a new one. They want me to do too much. Dragons already tried to backslide and bite me when I tried to pet him when he was eating. Yeah, how can I trust these dragons?
You can't trust your own dog when he eating. So.
No, I can.
You ain't got no dog. Shut up.
I can pet my dogs. I mean.
When they eating?
Yeah.
I don't know about that.
Man, I've
They teach you not to. They say you gotta watch dogs for being food aggressive, but.
No, that's for weak owners.
Oh, okay, so who you Caesar Milan now?
Your dog need to know who feeding them.
My dogs know.
Don't bite the hand to feed you. Oh, your dogs know, but you just said so. Nobody else's dogs know, just yours.
Oh, okay, but you supposed to be the dog whisperer now, Dog Whisperer Junior.
I'm just saying, I ain't never had no dog try to bite me when he was eating when I petted him. That's all I'm saying.
Why you just be randomly petting dogs, nigga?
You act like you don't remember where I live.
You know what,
dog?
I forgot about that.
We had a dog for everybody in the damn town.
There are thousands of dogs.
And I did specifically say you can't, more than likely, you can't trust your own dog. Not everybody can trust their dog.
But I need to get rid of that little bastard.
Yeah, well.
You scared of your own dog, God.
You're gonna be like that that couple with that cat.
Hey man. You know that there's a show about that?
What?
There's a show called about talking about like My Crazy Cat or some shit.
Yeah,
like
My Cat from Hell.
There you go. Hell yeah.
Nuh-uh.
Dead ass show.
Come on, this is out of control. Not a cat running the house. We were going to eat steak tonight, but the cat took it.
Shit. Fluffy ain't want no cat.
He gave us his food. Fluffy gave us their food, and they got a picture of the family at the table eating the damn cat food, and the cat got the steak. Like, 8 pieces of the family steak with mashed potatoes in his bowl.
Nigga fat in the corner with his legs up and shit.
Yo, I need to get on that show. That's the stuff I'll be setting up. I had a cat. I have like a whole Thanksgiving dinner by the cat and have us with bread on the table. Well, the cat decided we didn't need Thanksgiving this year. I've had the cat with all the Christmas presents, like having them scratching them open, and we just sitting in the corner watching them.
Crying and shit.
They be like, come on, man, you could take it too far.
Mm-mm. Who, how your team's doing the draft?
Stone?
First pick, D Ford, linebacker from, I think Alabama? No, Auburn. He's from Auburn. I think he might be all right, man. Him and Tumba Ali. I think I'll do and get some shit going.
Tumba Ali?
Mm-hmm.
Who's Tumba Ali?
For the Chiefs.
Oh. What about your team, KD?
Man. Now that we got Steve Smith ain't there no more, you would think they would want to get a receiver, you know, a top receiver. They try to get some more line protection for old Cam. And they waited till the second round to pick up Kelvin Benjamin, 6'5", 240. But he's not going to do much. I don't see him doing much. So I think we're just going to fall by the wayside again this year. We had our run last year. I think we're going to be third or fourth in the division again.
Man, yo, niggas was sick when the Cowboys, they take Johnny.
Hey, man.
I'm sorry.
I'm currently shopping for a team. Here go my reaction live for people who don't hear it.
In NFL draft, the Dallas Cowboys select Zach Martin.
What the?
Guard. Notre Dame.
Come on, man. I'm switching my teams up. That was my reaction. So, Seattle's looking good. Top, they on the top of my list right now. the Rams making some noise. You know, those are my two tops right now.
Down in football was looking so sick.
Sick, son.
Jerry Jones played him, man. Made him friends and everything, and then gonna switch him up on the pick. And then they put the stat up when the Cowboys drafted like the worst defense in NFL 17 and 17 different NFLs and 17 different galaxies history, and they take an offensive player first pick. I'm done.
What was it? Shit, what was funny? I was laughing at during the draft. Oh, Manziel's reaction when they said the Browns.
Oh, you could see the nigga heartbreak, B.
That man was like, what the fuck?
His whole shit went weak, B.
And you know he was on the phone with him when they said, hey, man, you about to be a Brown. He was sitting there rubbing his eyes.
Shit.
Yeah, that's like everybody a basic trainer when you get them assignments and everybody talking, what you get? I'm like, man, Warner Robins, man, what is that?
Yeah, hey, that's better than Korea.
Dude's got Hawaii jumping around.
They was happy where I was at to get Robbins. You remember that cat Lee?
Uh-huh.
I was like a whole month ahead of Lee, and he was like, hey, man, you trying to swap up orders? I'm like, dude, you just got here. What are you talking about? Man, I'm trying to get to Georgia. Okay.
Yeah, a lot of people are trying to get to Georgia. For what?
I don't know.
Like, people was on that route. Like, I wanted to switch, But the way so many people was trying to get it.
Like, yo, what am I missing?
Yeah. And then I get there and like, this is a size.
Shit, it took me, Robbins is 5 hours away from my folks' house, right?
Uh-huh.
It took me 8 hours to get to the base. Dang. Why? Because where Robbins is at, there is no signs that help you get there. So, like, I came from, what was it, Savannah?
Uh-huh.
And there's a sign that said, hey, you know, get off here. I'm going to Robbins, like, X amount of miles. So I get off. I'm trying to find road signs. Somehow or another, I bypass Robbins completely and end up in Macon.
Damn.
And then came all the way back and did it again. And finally, I forgot what I think I stopped off at a gas station or something and asked. And they were like, oh, man, you got to keep going for like another 10 miles before you see another sign that say, make a right here to get to Robbins. What?
At least you got to drive, man. I ain't had no car. I had to drive a Greyhound.
Oh, man.
And some country dude picked me up, Fisher. And I'm tired, you know what I'm saying? Been on a Greyhound for a couple days. Instead of taking me to my dorm room, this fool takes me to the Georgia woods and starts jumping over creeks and stuff with some country music playing.
You was about to get hung.
I know. I'm like, man, I'm holding on to the door. I'm about to jump out. And then Frawley was my sponsor.
Oh man, Frawley.
I remember I was Jose's sponsor.
No. And,
Dejan picked him up from the airport. So when he got back, he was like, hey man, what was that dude saying? He kept calling me a La Pana and kept saying, what else did he say to New Orleans? Yeah, he kept asking me if I heard him. You heard me? You heard me? Yeah. I'm like, man, he had me dying. He's like, man, I'm from Cali. I don't know what this dude talking about. I was dying. And you see, he said when he talks, sound like he's singing.
Oh man.
Oh man, I was dying. But you know what time it is?
Game show time. Time to go.
Aunt Dello reads the poetry corner. Oh, so I don't get no damn snaps this time? Oh. What the heck's going on here, man?
Sorry.
We ain't did it in a minute.
Yeah, it's been a while, Sink.
This one's entitled Happy Mother's Day. Happy Mother's Day. Happy Mother's Day. Did you kiss or call your mother today? No, you heathen. If she's still around, you the one who shouldn't be breathing. Remember that fried chicken and them hog maws? If you white, baked chicken and corn cob. If you Spanish, roast them pollo and flan, y'all. If you Asian, shrimp fry rye and duck sauce. And so on and so on. I could go on and go on, but I'm not. Remember when that belt made your backside hot? Remember I saved Stone and Joanne from that extension cord? If not, all you would hear is, Mama, don't hit me no more. Way before Crip Up or Grip Up. Get in trouble again, mess up, you slipped up. Stop your crying, you ain't hurt. Even though that backside redder than the down south dirt. Excuse me for that poetry flashback. Happy Mother's Day to all, and mothers don't twerk on the wall. Just enjoy the day and save them kids beatings for tomorrow. Thank you. Thank you.
Strong Jay, Strong Jay.
I'm out of here, man. Forget that, yo, radio. You know where to check us out at. Forget that, yo. Google it. Google me. Like the song say, Google me, baby. Mm. We got Macbeth, Vine Awesome. Hit us with a classic. It's called The Flying Elbow. Check that out at ForgetThatYo.com. It's classic. Send us an email, ForgetThatYo@gmail.com. Shout out to Chris Crespo. Send him out. Crespo Diesel. Check them out for your movie reviews. They keep you in tune. And shout out to SBK Live. I will be on the SBK Live show in the studio, kicking it. Not this Thursday, but next Thursday. So I'll let y'all know when that show drop. Happy Mother's Day. Can we just have a Happy Mother's Day and a Happy Father's Day? Stop it with the, for those playing both roles, I never seen a guy breastfeed a baby. You know what I'm saying? Just let each day prosper. Because you can't play both roles. I don't give a damn what you say. Straight like that. Go get that your radio.
Boom. Bars.
Flex drop a bomb on him.
Any other show, forget that, yo.
Y'all got fat out there while we starve.
I won't deny it, I'm a straight rider. You don't wanna fuck with me. Got the police busting at me, but they can't do nothing to us.
Get a chance to do me like they did my nigga Tyson.